I've still got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense. I'm not held by my own strength, 'cause I feel my life on Jesus. He's never faithful in every season. Oh, so why would he fail now? He won't. He won't. He won't fail. He won't fail. Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. When everything around me's shaken, I've never been more glad that I put my faith in Jesus. He's never so I would he fail now. He won't. He won't. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't fail. I'm gonna make it through. Rain came, wind blew, but my house was built on you. I'm safe with you. I'm gonna make it through. Thank you. One more time. You were worthy of it all. You were worthy of it all. For from you are all things, to you are all things. You deserve. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy. Are you, Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy. worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are whole.
As they keep playing, I just wanted to say that the reason that we lift our hands, it's an act of surrender. It's an act of worship, yes. It's an act of surrender. It's vulnerable. And it opens up in a physical manifestation. It opens up your heart to receive and to give. And that connection that you have with God, it's mutual, and it's giving, it's receiving, it's receiving, it's giving. And a lot of times when I'm lifting my hands, it's to let go of the things that I'm stressed out about. Let go of the things that are breaking my heart and giving it to God. That's worship as well. It's trust. It's trusting in God that He's sovereign. And so right now we're going to sing this one more time, and if you're comfortable with it, just lift your hands in this act of surrender and begin to let go of the things that happened this week, and let go of the things that maybe happened this month or this year, and that it's weighing you down, and just focus on giving that to God and just worshiping Him right now.
You are holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is, we let it go. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy, holy. Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Holy, are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy.
Our prayer team is up here. If you need prayer for anything, I invite you to come up and receive prayer.
By the crimson stain upon your robe, with every nail, with every pounding blow, every stripe and every bruise upon your back, I can hear you crying out. You say, Father, I desire that they would be, that they would be with me to see my glory.
take all my shame and my iniquity. For the sake of freedom, you set me free. You made a way for me to enter the stain upon your robe, with every nail, with every pounding blow, by every stripe and every bruise upon your back, I can hear you crying out, and you say, Father, I desire they will be with me to see my glory. You took all my shame and my iniquity. For the sake of freedom, you set me free. You made a way for me.
We're not transitioning out of worship yet, but the encouragement I had, if I had every eyes closed in here, and if I were to ask if you need prayer for a family or a loved one, there's so many walks of life, so many different experiences that are going from, let's say, you know, high school kids dealing with drama from their friends, family stuff, from kids to grandkids to marriages. You know the inner working of your home. And so the encouragement that I have, if I were to say, if you need prayer for anything, lift your hand, and that's something in your heart, that there's a burden there, that the invitation is that you come up and you receive prayer, because where two or three are gathered, he's going to be here in the midst. To quote Jimmy, the anointing's here. If you need prayer for anything, they're just going to give another few moments up here. But the encouragement is that if your hand was raised in your heart and you're saying, yeah, I need prayer for this, that you come forward and receive prayer while the worship team plays a little more. So would you come and be prayed over and be blessed?
And I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender. Just lift your hands and your voice. And I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender.
Can I get the gentleman that I spoke to, the four, to come forward? We're going to do communion right now. We're going to take this opportunity to segue from a beautiful song. This is the song I got saved to. because the invitation that is given is that each man and woman should examine themselves before taking communion. So as the worship team begins to play, I just want you to know that the requisites is that you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, that he died for your sins, rose again, and then at one day you're going to be with him in heaven. Amen. And if something's not right in your spirit, if something doesn't feel like it's connecting, something seems off, or if you've been struggling with something, and now's the time as he's singing this to make it right before the Lord. So the invitation isn't that you have a deluxe Assembly of God card in your pocket, but that you have the blood of the Lamb covering over you. Amen. So take this moment while Gordy plays, and just, if there's something burdening you, and it's causing a hindrance here, not so much here, but it's causing a hindrance with your Creator, let the Holy Spirit evaluate you and make it right. Let's make this moment about you, yourself, and Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, with eyes closed, if there was somebody that just needs prayer over something, you would like me to pray, not specifically over you, but just say a prayer, slip your hand up briefly for me. All right, okay, okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know and you see the hearts of every single person. You've already been with us this morning. We don't need to invite you in. You're everywhere at once. You're all-knowing and you're all-powerful. So, Father, as you've evaluated every heart and mind that is in here, Lord, to the hands that lifted up, maybe some didn't get their hands lifted up before you, but in their heart, they want to make it right this morning. We pray, Jesus, that you lift those burdens. And Father, that they, as they've surrendered it to you, as we just sang, I surrender all, that they surrender this to you and let them be burdened no more. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So if it's well with your soul this morning, come and receive communion.